You've got to participate. And most of you are going to find that the lying you do is to self. Well, I really don't feel like that. Well, obviously you feel like that or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. So don't discount your own capabilities, your own wishes. Try always to honestly and honorably discuss these things with your guides. Because you will never be asked to do something that you are not prepared to do. And once you have established a goal for your mind, and you will not take no for an answer, it will create the way. And it will create from nothing the way. It's called recognizing every opportunity and never just saying, that won't work. You look at it and you see why God has sent it to you. The thing I like about the angel program is God loves you. Absolutely. And even if you break all of his conditions, he loves you absolutely. And if nobody else on the planet likes you, God loves you. And he will never leave you, never turn away from you. He is a part of you. You have to run away, and still you can't hide. Because there is nowhere in God's world for you to run or for you to hide. So when people stop trying to do either one, and we bring it out onto the table in openness, we have something valid, we're going to use it, we're not going to bring pain against you for us to use this, we're going to do it, they cannot do a thing about it. Evil cannot stand in the light of God. And the hardest things that you ones have to face, and I understand it, is the overcoming of your own doubt system. Why would God send the highest universal beings and make you have to do this? Is it a gift or pain or what is it? Why you? Because you volunteered and God found you suitable. And then he strikes your memory so that you can change your mind. Nobody in this room's changed their mind more than 3 or 4 times a day. But we're still here and we're still plodding. And I know that some of you sit and you say, well, it isn't that simple. I'm not here because I'm so devoted. I'm here because I can't see any other alternative. Well, good. You're getting narrow in the right direction. When you make the right choices and you choose the right alternative. Well, you could test me with having for a change. Let me see if I can stand up and have and still be. You have those choices all the time. You're making right choices. And you're willing to withstand some of the detrimental or painful things as your life sorts out. God is perfection. Illness is of man. Bad things are conjured of manufactured physical things. You don't have mosquitoes running around in my realm. It's a good year for mosquitoes. There are a lot of things to appreciate today.
Commander?
Yes.
Did you say that all of the Canada papers were returned? Are we sending Canada papers on Tuesday again or not?
Oh, I don't know. I stay out of it. That's up to your editor. Does anything else need to be said before we have a break?
Ron Carlson? Up there.
Who's heard from him? He was not dismissed. He will be indicted. They just haven't worked it out.
My understanding is that he's his motion to dismiss was denied, and apparently it will go forward to trial. Last I had spoken to him, he expected it would not be before September. So if it does, I would presume that the taxing issues that he's raised will be brought out into the public arena. And I don't know whether the government really wants to bring that information out, the whole scam of their system, so we'll just have to see how things unfold. Other than that, I don't know anything else at this point.
Commander, you were going to talk about God or something?
I thought I did.
Where were you?
See, he had the microphone. Well, you have a whole team of people, both in the physical form and the non-physical realm. And you're getting very near to the millennium change. Will it get easier, better? What will happen after the millennium change? Well, since you changed the millennium some 11 years ago or 12, somewhere between 8 and 12 years ago, you already know what will happen. Unless man does something, nothing particular will happen. Or there will be great upheavals. There will be exactly what it is that you're looking for. Therefore, we're running on a little bit on borrowed time. On the other hand, it never works out differently. You're never presented with the opportunity and never allowed to get all the training periods through for seeing through these great cyclic changes. Many things have happened. There are different kinds of energy forms, and I'm not talking about humanoid or non-humanoid energy forms. I'm talking about energy growing in fault lines, volcanic pressures. You have dinked around with things under the surface to the point that you're going to have, for every thought there is a reaction. So for everything you do of the magnitude of these atomic tests and things, you're going to have to pay the consequences of that. If it comes instantly, you're going to have to pay for atmospheric changes. If it comes from testing, those energy, pressure, frequency, vibrations pile up, hit those fault lines, hit those volcanic structures, and blow. They will sometimes blow out completely. If these are underwater tests, they will blow out the side of a volcano. Now, most of the testing of the last couple or 3 years have been the French in cahoots with the CIA and the United States of America did some tests off of Australia. Now it's beginning to work its way all the way around into the chaotic structure of an El Nino. Then you'll have La Nina. And you'll all blame her for a while, because nobody in this corporate world of structure will be responsible. Who did it? The United States did it and hid behind France. But all the data was worked out on the U.S. major computer system. Well, why are you playing with these things? They're bigger than you. But you're all playing with them. So the earth is going to respond, both to you and both to the stresses that are natural. But you're coming off of a period of time where the magnetic pole has been one place and it's already shifted. So you can gradually find balance, but if you shift too rapidly, it is logical you are going to have water where now you have land as other stuff comes up from underneath. And where you did have ice chunks, you will have water. The ice chunks can pile up. The water's going to run. And it's going to run to its lowest point. This is physics. And nobody is going to come along, including God, and change physics. Why should he? Why should God change universal law because you were ridiculous? And you're basically prepared. You're ready for some changes. The masses are not ready for changes. The masses don't even think about it. Unless their own house falls down on them, they don't think about it. And for goodness sakes, if their house falls down on them and they get out alive, they're going to build right back there on that spot because the view's nice. Well, maybe the view from the coffin isn't so bad either. That's a good point. But you don't have much blood to feed them either. Oh, they're everywhere. Oh, just that is just remarkable. Push them right off the edge, fall off the edge, and they're right back out there. It's like, it's worse than defying God. You know, it's like running out in the street and saying, well, if you're really real, zap me. And I remember early on with George Green and some idiot in Florida, after having promised, oh, I will be so respectful, and this idiot was very disrespectful. Well, just zap me. And I informed him there are many ways to zap a person. Just be patient. I'm sure David thinks about that every now and then. Maybe I'm getting zapped. God does not hurt. Know it. God will guide. God will discipline. God will be severe if necessary. God will never bring pain and hurt. That is from the act of living in the physical world. God will relieve that which you ask him to relieve when it is beyond what you can think that you can bear. We have a lot of work to do on the surface of this place. We don't have the privilege of just running around in the universe. This is our job. Believe it or not, we chose to do this. We literally chose to do this and work this out because it was going to be a mammoth change. A mammoth change. Well, hasn't Lucifer basically won? Well, up to now, he certainly shows that he's ahead. But he can't win because we can create. And every day we are. Every day we are. Just don't quit creating. It's called thinking. ask God, then shut up and listen. Know what it is you ask for. Is it just for your pain to quit, or do you want to be healed? Very frequently God will come to you, and Sananda's really good at this. And he'll say, well, what kind of healing did you have in mind? Do you want the whole thing right now, or how about part of it? And which part, and why? Are you through with what you came to do? Well, no, but I've decided it must be my time. Is that your right to decide? Absolutely. You'll make it up some other time if it wasn't. Are you thinking of self, or are you thinking of all of those things around you that literally you agreed to do? Well, I don't know about you. Dharma goes through this all the time, and it's always, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what else. Well, you have to listen, and you have to think, and you have to respond to the thoughts that come. And if you're just thinking of trivialities all of the time, whether or not you can go have a beer or whatever it is so trivial in your life. I really wanted to write today on something Pete Creech sent. It's the non-thinkers club. I mean, when you're so tired of thinking, then just quit thinking. And you can even join this club. And all of these non-thinkers come together and they watch old movies like The Killer Tomato. And they watch Monday Night Football over and over and over again. Anything that requires you not to think, you don't have the privilege. And you must think of self in the supporting role of a mammoth task, and yet you're not supposed to pray for yourself. Well, then I have to ask everybody else, if David can't pray for himself, for goodness sakes, except to be kept alive or whatever so that he can serve God's will, then the rest of you've got to pray for him, don't you? And you can bet Margie will pray for you every morning. She'll meditate and you'll be right up at the top. And you better get well, or Margie will be after you. Because she believes and she trusts and she knows. And then you have to be a little bit patient. God can see better than you can. And maybe you need to show the world that there are tools that help you heal. Otherwise, you don't ever know, do you? And the hoods can put it over on you again and again and again. So if you're feeling down and you need to grovel, grovel good. Get it out of your system. But don't you sell out. Don't you sell out. There is nothing more painful. Nothing. And stop looking at every incident as something done to you. Look at what the gift might be in this. And I know that it is very hard to see. But after 10 years looking in on just the circumstances around here, say, for goodness sakes, wasn't that interesting? There are a lot of interesting things, a lot of examples to have been used. We've done 230 books. 250. That is a lot of books. And Al's had to handle every word, so he knows. Well, we can feel worthy about that. We've done that much of our job. Now we need to get some money so we can publish it. Everything in its proper order. You need the connections made. You need the conduit to flow. And when it's right, it will go. And it will go rapidly. but you have to know what to do with it after it goes. Oh, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I've been ready for 5 years, 10 years. No, you haven't. But I believe you're just about there now. And God has another way of handling things. You see, our Father has to listen to everybody. He has to listen to the Indians on the reservation. Great Spirit, show us the way. Tonkonsulus, show us. Grandfather, for all our relations, we need. And we don't want to ask. We want to be human beings, self-respect. We want to make our way. Of all the people in the universal order of mankind, the native Indians have been absolutely the most giving. And now they become contaminated by the structures of greed and drink and all of these things that tear down a society. And there is nothing worse for a man and a woman than to watch their children be put down. Oh no, God knows where to do the next job. And He knows the ones to do it. And it's so sad that you have to fight your own brother to be able to do it. Well, I'm not going to work with them. They're white eyes. Well, that's the lot you've pulled this time. There is a reason that it's that way too. Because this particular gift would never have come any other way. And if you ever want to question that, I'll be happy to take you out behind the woodshed and explain to you that Daddy said, well, why me? Because that's the way it is. And that's all there is to life. It is. And whatever it is, it just is. And if you want to change it or improve it, you've got to do it. And you've asked to do it. And God's responded. He's given you a tool. And in the way it is accepted, you'll want to sit down, throw up your hands, kick your feet, and cry. What do you mean? You don't think it'll work, so you're not going to try. It's going to work, and we're going to keep trying. I hope everybody hears me. We are not stopping. And if one approach fails, now we have 10 more. And for every 10, we'll find 10 more. And you may be very old, but we're going to do it. And the enemy is not going to know what hit them. Their life supply will be cut off. You see, when they can no longer suck your blood, the parasites go away. But they don't go away as long as there is a drop of blood left. And you have to know it. And for goodness sakes, you've got to be as shrewd as your enemy. Why would you let evil be the only cunning, shrewd thinker in the crowd? Because ultimately, on that final confrontation, God wins, doesn't He? If He has to and wants to uncreate, that seems to be a very unpopular statement, but I can guarantee you that He who creates can uncreate. And wiped from the thought of God, it's gone. I didn't say tuck out there in the Akashic Records. I said it is gone. And if God chooses to take you as an entity from the book of what He calls life, You're gone. And it's a little bit like the guy at Christmas who says, it's a wonderful life, you know, I'm going to kill myself. I wish I'd never been born, okay? Let's take a look at what would be if you had not been born. If Dorma continued to write and E.J. didn't edit at all, look what a mess you editors would get. You wouldn't need any readers out there because there wouldn't be anything written. Think about it. You are valuable. You are important. You are a part and fragment, creative part of God. There's enough negative aspects running around. We've got to have some creative reality checks. It's not milk and honey. I mean, we literally have them now who said, well, there's this seventh heaven and you go to and there's milk and there's honey and there's all this wonderful stuff and the streets are pearly. And then you move on up into the eighth and you're into the golden heaven and all of this. Well, however you want to describe it is okay with me. But if you want to clump around in milk and honey, you do that. It seems to me to be a silly thing to do. And why would you lie to make some fairy tale out of something that is so magnificent that obviously if you conjure these things, you have no imagination? You wouldn't want that right here. Oh, but we didn't mean literally. Well, what did you mean? Well, we meant that everything would be perfect. Why would it be perfect in that next short step if it isn't perfect for you now? You don't bother to make it perfect where you are. What do you think will make it perfect there? Oh, well, the magic of God. B.S. He created you in perfection. You've worked at ruining it ever since. Let's get back there to what we were gifted with. Well, but that probably ought to come out of Egypt somewhere because that's where what? Somebody tell me what actually was so wonderful about Egypt. It was the most corrupt one place on the globe. These are the places where out of the heavens the naughty people were tossed. You're on a prison planet. You can't get off here. If you go out, you're going to come back eventually or you're not going to survive. You don't just go out and keep going and live unless some nice angel's there to carry you the rest of the way. You cannot sustain life except on this place. And you don't even seem to notice that your adversary is making sure you can't sustain life on this place. Well, I'll just sleep today and then maybe I'll think about it tomorrow. And then tomorrow and then tomorrow. But there's no time and there's no space. You're stuck with what is. No one's going to make it better for you tomorrow. The only way it's going to be better tomorrow is if you plan and work today. Well, nobody wants to hear your teachings because you're not any fun. Everybody else, you know, either gives me a rapture or, well, after I leave here, I don't have to worry about anything anymore at all because it's all over. Do you think God would put you onto a world for 100 years at the most and then let you off? You've got to participate. And most of you are going to find that the lying you do is to self. Well, I really don't feel like that. Well, obviously you feel like that or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. So don't discount your own capabilities, your own wishes. Try always to honestly and honorably discuss these things with your guides. because you will never be asked to do something that you are not prepared to do. And once you have established a goal for your mind, and you will not take no for an answer, it will create the way. And it will create from nothing the way. It's called recognizing every opportunity and never just saying, that won't work. You look at it and you see why God has sent it to you. The thing I like about the angel program is God loves you. Absolutely. And even if you break all of His conditions, He loves you absolutely. And if nobody else on the planet likes you, God loves you. And He will never leave you. Never turn away from you. He is a part of you. You have to run away, and still you can't hide. Because there is nowhere in God's world for you to run or for you to hide. So when people stop trying to do either one, and we bring it out onto the table in openness, we have something valid. We're going to use it. We're not going to bring pain against you for us to use this. We're going to do it. They cannot do a thing about it. Evil cannot stand in the light of God. And the hardest things that you ones have to face, and I understand it, is the overcoming of your own doubt system. Why would God send the highest universal beings and make you have to do this? Is it a gift or pain or what is it? Why you? Because you volunteered and God found you suitable. And then He strikes your memory so that you can change your mind. Nobody in this room's changed their mind more than 3 or 4 times a day. But we're still here and we're still plodding. And I know that some of you sit and you say, well, it isn't that simple. I'm not here because I'm so devoted. I'm here because I can't see any other alternative. Well, good. You're getting narrow in the right direction when you make the right choices and you choose the right alternative. Well, you could test me with having for a change. Let me see if I can stand up and have and still be. You have those choices all the time. You're making right choices. And you're willing to withstand some of the detrimental or painful things as your life sorts out. God is perfection. Illness is of man. Bad things are conjured of manufactured physical things. You don't have mosquitoes running around in my realm. It's a good year for mosquitoes. There are a lot of things to appreciate today. Yes.
Did you say that all of the Canada papers were returned? Are we sending Canada papers on Tuesday again or not?
Oh, I don't know. I stay out of it. That's up to your editor.
We'll fill them.
Is anything else need to be said before we have a break?
Ron Carlson? Up there.
Who's heard from him? He was not dismissed. he will be indicted. They just haven't worked it out.
My understanding is that his
motion to dismiss was denied, and apparently it will go forward to trial. Last I had spoken to him, he expected it would not be before September. So if it does, I would presume that the taxing issues that he's raised will be brought out into the public arena. And I don't know whether the government really wants to bring that information out, the whole scam of their system, so we'll just have to see how things unfold. Other than that, I don't know anything else at this point.
I thought I did.
Where were you?
See, he had the microphone.
That's my favorite subject.
Well, you have a whole team of people, both in the physical form and the non-physical realm. And you're getting very near to the millennium change. Will it get easier, better? What will happen after the millennium change? Well, since you changed the millennium some 11 years ago or 12, somewhere between 8 and 12 years ago, you already know what will happen. Unless man does something, nothing particular will happen. Or there will be great upheavals. There will be exactly what it is that you're looking for. Therefore, we're running on a little bit on borrowed time. On the other hand, it never works out differently. You're never presented with the opportunity and never allowed to get all the training periods through for seeing through these great cyclic changes. Many things have happened. There are different kinds of energy forms, and I'm not talking about humanoid or non-humanoid energy forms. I'm talking about energy growing in fault lines, volcanic pressures. You have dinked around with things under the surface to the point that you're going to have, for every thought, there is a reaction. So for everything you do of the magnitude of these atomic tests and things, you're going to have to pay the consequences of that. If it comes instantly, you're going to have to pay for atmospheric changes. If it comes from testing, those energy, pressure, frequency, vibrations pile up, hit those fault lines, hit those volcanic structures, and blow. They will sometimes blow out completely. If these are underwater tests, they will blow out the side of a volcano. Now, most of the testing of the last couple or 3 years have been the French in cahoots with the CIA and the United States of America did some tests off of Australia. Now it's beginning to work its way all the way around into the chaotic structure of an El Nino. Then you'll have La Nina. And you'll all blame her for a while because nobody in this corporate world of structure will be responsible. Who did it? The United States did it and hid behind France. But all the data was worked out on the U.S. major computer system. Well, why are you playing with these things? They're bigger than you. But you're all playing with them. So the Earth is going to respond. Both to you and both to the stresses that are natural, but you're coming off of a period of time where the magnetic pole has been one place and it's already shifted. So you can gradually find balance, but if you shift too rapidly, it is logical you are going to have water where now you have land as other stuff comes up from underneath. And where you did have ice chunks, you will have water. The ice chunks can pile up, the water's going to run, and it's going to run to its lowest point. This is physics. And nobody is going to come along, including God, and change physics. Why should he? Why should God change universal law because you were ridiculous? And you're basically prepared. You're ready for some changes. The masses are not ready for changes. The masses don't even think about it. Unless their own house falls down on them, they don't think about it. And for goodness sakes, if their house falls down on them and they get out alive, they're going to build right back there on that spot because the view's nice. Well, maybe the view from the coffin isn't so bad either.
There's no mosquitoes.
That's a good point. But you don't have much blood to feed them either.
Probably why they're earning.
Oh, they're everywhere. Oh, just that is just remarkable. Push them right off the edge, fall off the edge, and they're right back out there. It's like, it's worse than defying God. You know, it's like running out in the street and saying, well, if you're really real, zap me. And I remember early on with George Green and some idiot in Florida, after having promised, oh, I will be so respectful, and this idiot was very disrespectful. Well, just zap me. And I informed him there are many ways to zap a person. Just be patient. I'm sure David thinks about that every now and then. Maybe I'm getting zapped. God does not hurt. Know it. God will guide. God will discipline. God will be severe if necessary. God will never bring pain and hurt. That is from the act of living in the physical world. God will relieve that which you ask him to relieve when it is beyond what you can think that you can bear. We have a lot of work to do on the surface of this place. We don't have the privilege of just running around in the universe. This is our job. Believe it or not, we chose to do this. We literally chose to do this and work this out because it was going to be a mammoth change. A mammoth change. Well, hasn't Lucifer basically won? Well, up to now, he certainly shows that he's ahead. But he can't win. Because we can create. And every day we are. Every day we are. Just don't quit creating. It's called thinking. Ask God, then shut up and listen. Know what it is you ask for. Is it just for your pain to quit, or do you want to be healed? Very frequently God will come to you, and Sananda's really good at this. And he'll say, well, what kind of healing did you have in mind? Do you want the whole thing right now, or how about part of it? And which part, and why? Are you through with what you came to do? Well, no, but I've decided it must be my time. Is that your right to decide? Absolutely. You'll make it up some other time if it wasn't. Are you thinking of self, or are you thinking of all of those things around you that literally you agreed to do? Well, I don't know about you. Dharma goes through this all the time, and it's always, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what else. Well, you have to listen, and you have to think, and you have to respond to the thoughts that come. And if you're just thinking of trivialities all of the time, whether or not you can go have a beer or whatever it is, it is so trivial in your life. I really wanted to write today on something Pete Creech sent. It's the non-thinkers club. I mean, when you're so tired of thinking, then just quit thinking. And you can even join this club. And all of these non-thinkers come together and they watch old movies like The Killer Tomato. And they watch Monday Night Football over and over and over again. Anything that requires you not to think, you don't have the privilege. And you must think of self in the supporting role of a mammoth task, and yet you're not supposed to pray for yourself. Well, then I have to ask everybody else, if David can't pray for himself, for goodness sakes, except to be kept alive or whatever so that he can serve God's will, then the rest of you've got to pray for him, don't you? And you can bet Margie will pray for you every morning. She'll meditate and you'll be right up at the top. And you better get well. Or Margie will be after you. Because she believes and she trusts and she knows. And then you have to be a little bit patient. God can see better than you can. And maybe you need to show the world that there are tools that help you heal. Otherwise, you don't ever know, do you? And the hoods can put it over on you again and again and again. So if you're feeling down and you need to grovel, grovel good. Get it out of your system. But don't you sell out. Don't you sell out. There is nothing more painful. Nothing. And stop looking at every incident as something done to you. Look at what the gift might be in this. And I know that it is very hard to see, but after 10 years looking in on just the circumstances around here, say, for goodness sakes, wasn't that interesting? There are a lot of interesting things, a lot of examples to have been used. We've done 130 books, 230 books. 250. That is a lot of books. And Al's had to handle every word, so he knows. Well, we can feel worthy about that. We've done that much of our job. Now we need to get some money so we can publish it. Everything in its proper order. You need the connections made. You need the conduit to flow. And when it's right, it will go. And it will go rapidly. But you have to know what to do with it after it goes. Oh, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I've been ready for 5 years, 10 years. No, you haven't. But I believe you're just about there now. And God has another way of handling things. You see, our Father has to listen to everybody. He has to listen to the Indians on the reservation. Great Spirit, show us the way. Tom Consula, show us. Grandfather, for all our relations, we need. And we don't want to ask. We want to be human beings, self-respect. We want to make our way. Of all the people in the universal order of mankind, the Native Indians have been absolutely the most giving. And now they become contaminated by the structures of greed and drink, and all of these things have teared down a society. And there is nothing worse for a man and a woman than to watch their children be put down. Oh no, God knows where to do the next job. And He knows the ones to do it. And it's so sad that you have to fight your own brother to be able to do it. Well, I'm not going to work with them. They're white eyes. Well, that's the lot you've pulled this time. There is a reason that it's that way too. Because this particular gift would never have come any other way. And if you ever want to question that, I'll be happy to take you out behind the woodshed and explain to you that Daddy said, well, why me? Because that's the way it is. And that's all there is to life. It is. And whatever it is, it just is. And if you want to change it or improve it, you've got to do it. And you've asked to do it. And God's responded. He's given you a tool. And in the way it is accepted, you'll want to sit down, throw up your hands, kick your feet, and cry. What do you mean? You don't think it'll work, so you're not going to try. It's going to work, and we're going to keep trying. I hope everybody hears me. We are not stopping. And if one approach fails, now we have 10 more. And for every 10, we'll find 10 more. And you may be very old, but we're going to do it. And the enemy is not going to know what hit them. Their life supply will be cut off. You see, when they can no longer suck your blood, the parasites go away. But they don't go away as long as there is a drop of blood left. And you have to know it. And for goodness sakes, you've got to be as shrewd as your enemy. Why would you let evil be the only cunning, shrewd thinker in the crowd? Because ultimately, on that final confrontation, God wins, doesn't He? If He has to and wants to uncreate, that seems to be a very unpopular statement, but I can guarantee you that he who creates can uncreate. And wiped from the thought of God, it's gone. I didn't say tuck out there in the Akashic Records. I said it is gone. And if God chooses to take you as an entity from the book of what He calls life, you're gone. And it's a little bit like the guy at Christmas who says, it's a wonderful life, you know, I'm going to kill myself. I wish I'd never been born, okay? Let's take a look at what would be if you had not been born. If Dorma continued to write and EJ didn't edit at all, look what a mess you editors would get. you wouldn't need any readers out there because there wouldn't be anything written. Think about it. You are valuable. You are important. You are a part and fragment, creative part of God. There's enough negative aspects running around. We've got to have some creative reality checks. It's not milk and honey. I mean, we literally have them now who said, well, there's this seventh heaven and you go to and there's milk and there's honey and there's all this wonderful stuff and the streets are pearly. And then you move on up into the eighth and you're into the golden heaven and all of this. Well, however you want to describe it is okay with me. But if you want to clump around in milk and honey, you do that. It seems to me to be a silly thing to do. And why would you lie to make some fairy tale out of something that is so magnificent that obviously if you conjure these things, you have no imagination? You wouldn't want that right here. Oh, but we didn't mean literally. Well, what did you mean? Well, we meant that everything would be perfect. Why would it be perfect in that next short step if it isn't perfect for you now? You don't bother to make it perfect where you are. What do you think will make it perfect there? Oh, well, the magic of God. B.S. He created you in perfection. You've worked at ruining it ever since. Let's get back there to what we were gifted with. Well, but that probably ought to come out of Egypt somewhere, because that's where what? Somebody tell me what actually was so wonderful about Egypt. It was the most corrupt one place on the globe. These are the places where out of the heavens the naughty people were tossed. You're on a prison planet. You can't get off here. If you go out, you're going to come back eventually, or you're not going to survive. You don't just go out and keep going and live unless some nice angel's there to carry you the rest of the way. You cannot sustain life except on this place. And you don't even seem to notice that your adversary is making sure you can't sustain life on this place. Well, I'll just sleep today, and then maybe I'll think about it tomorrow. And then tomorrow, and then tomorrow. But there's no time and there's no space. You're stuck with what is. No one's going to make it better for you tomorrow. The only way it's going to be better tomorrow is if you plan and work today. Well, nobody wants to hear your teachings because you're not any fun. Everybody else, you know, either gives me a rapture or, well, after I leave here, I don't have to worry about anything anymore at all because it's all over. Do you think God would put you onto a world for 100 years at the most and then let you off?